From job loss to balancing work from home to the isolation of following stay-at-home orders, coronavirus has changed our everyday lives, and WUSF is giving you a voice to share those experiences. Today, we meet Pedro Arroyo, a resource officer who works at an elementary school near Plant City, where most of the children come from migrant farm worker families. As WUSF's Carrie Sheridan reports, his work has changed since the pandemic shut down school.
Every morning at Dover Elementary, they used to play music to start the day.
Yeah. Oh, there she is. This is my dancer right here.
I first met Officer Arroyo there one day in January. Outside the front gate, he greeted children as they came in and told me a little bit about each of them. Some kids stopped to give him a handshake, a fist bump, or a hug. One little girl in a ponytail handed him her water bottle and gestured for him to put it in her backpack. So he did. Then she started to dance with some of the other staff.
Every morning, every day. He comes in and dances every morning, every day.
Come on, Lupita. Come
on. Hola, Lupita.
Seeing kids happy to come to school brings a smile to Arroyo's face. He's a 37-year-old father of five, born in Puerto Rico. When he was assigned to this school about a year ago, he realized quickly that many of these little kids faced big challenges.
When I arrived at this school, I didn't know what I was walking into.
Many children here are born to parents from places like Guatemala, Mexico, El Salvador, and Cuba. Some are undocumented, many are poor, and as migrant farm workers, they move around a lot. Arroyo noticed some of the children struggled with schoolwork or showed behavioral problems.
The first thing I wanted to see is who's working with these kids, how can I get in with them, how do we help them?
Many parents were suspicious of him, an officer in uniform.
I've had a parent come to me and said, hey, are you here to deport people? I was like, I'm not ICE. That's not my job.
Arroyo had an idea for a way in. He speaks fluent Spanish, as do most of the children. But the native language for most of those arriving from Guatemala is a Mayan dialect called K'ch'i. So he signed up for a 12-week course and learned to speak a few phrases.
I could say stuff like, what is your name? Which is Anilakawa. I could say, thank you, Bantiosh. I could say, La In Oficial Arroyo, Juanquín Arín Retachín Tenka. That means, my name is Officer Arroyo, welcome to the world's best school.
And he says it helped.
Whenever I come across people that don't speak English or Spanish, they only speak K'ch'i, they're always coming up to me hesitant and with their walls up. Whenever they understand what's coming out of my mouth, it sounds familiar. It gives them a sense of familiarity and comfort, and the wall starts coming down, and they start getting comfortable, and they talk to me.
This story was scheduled to air in March, but it turned out that's just when schools were closing due to coronavirus. I recently reached out to Officer Arroyo to ask how his life had changed. He says he's found a new role in the same community.
Although there's no school right now, I am still currently working with the Hillsborough County Public School System. Certain days, we go out in school buses and we deliver meals for the students in the community. It definitely does feel refreshing to be outside in the community and be able to reach out to the same students that I serve at Dover Elementary. It does feel nice to get that wave, although I can't do hugs and dance, but it's all in the name of safety and following protocols in order to maintain that social distancing. But it's changed a lot in the sense that I'm not able to mentor those kids that I would do on a daily basis, but I do get to see some of them and encourage them to keep doing their homework online and connecting so that way they could go to their next grade. One thing that I did discover about myself is that I like to stay active within the community. I like to help. It's what I have in my veins, in my blood.
Officer Arroyo says he's also involved in a new program helping kids learn Brazilian jiu-jitsu on Zoom to help them stay active and healthy while school's out of session. Carrie Sheridan, WUSF 89.7 News.